Good morning and welcome to the Atlanta Business Radio Show. I'm Amy Otto, joined by Lee Cantor. Good morning, Lee.
Good morning, Miss Amy. How are you doing today?
I'm great. I've got a feeling we're going to have some fun this morning.
Oh, yeah.
I'm already giggling.
It's a full house?
A full house, a great topic, and lots of fun folks. But before we get started, anything fun going on with you? It's summertime.
Summertime? Got the top down 24/7? What about you? Do you have your top down?
I have my top down, got my jawbone on. Yeah, loving life. Although it's getting a little warm. I have to AC on high.
While driving with the top down.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's good for the environment.
Only way to do it. Watched some AVP volleyball over the weekend. I got a little buzz.
You like that?
Love it.
Where was it held? Atlantic Station?
Yeah, Atlantic Station. I mean, the women were amazing. Although they're bikinis are like so tiny. I think they have butt cracks.
That's kind of like the NASCAR of
they were the tiniest little bikinis I've ever seen, almost like they were painted on. They didn't even have room for their names on the fanny. They were so small, but I mean, they were nice to look
at. Was it men and women?
Men and women. The women were nothing. The men, they're fully clothed with the, you know, pants down to their knees, but anyway, they're all looking good. All looking good. And so are our guests today. But wow, what an interesting concept we have here. Today we have the co-founders of AllYall.tv. It's an online video platform, or if you like, it's an internet media company featuring original and user-generated content focused solely on the uniqueness of the South. Wow. Can't wait to hear more about it. Welcome to the Atlanta Business Radio Show, Jake Laughlin and Jay Hale.
Good morning.
In unison. Again.
They only speak at the same time.
Okay, so tell us about allyall.tv.
One of you. Pick one.
Jay.
Pick one.
Jay,
okay.
So, yeah. Well, I think the introduction did pretty well. But to elaborate, really, it's the heart of it is a community. We are trying to build a community around the internet focused on the South. And solely on the South, providing original content and user-generated content. And so when you come to the site, you will be able to drill down on subjects on the South, and topics will be business, food, music, politics, so that when you come in, you'll be able to see segments that are 3 to 5 minutes in length, and really sort of go from there.
And then it's not all user-generated content? You guys are creating your own content as well?
That's correct. We'll be using some of the folks from our community to reach out to them to find unique places around the South, unique events, say the Slugburger Festival in Corinth, Mississippi, to go and shoot and bring that content to allyall.tv.
To the community.
Exactly.
Is it all funny stuff, or it's serious and funny? Not funny?
It's, I mean, it depends on the content. I mean, our philosophy is that there are obviously a lot of video platforms out there. We want to kind of raise the bar in terms of quality of content, and there's a place for...
So it's more informational?
It's informational, entertainment, but more compelling stories and segments.
So you have a section of people falling off skateboards and hitting the groin. Is that part of it? Because that seems like
no.
A lot of the video content, you know, is around that.
Yeah, and that's what Jake was talking about in terms of raising the bar. That we intend to treat the subject maturely, mm-hmm, and in a sober fashion. There may be comedy on there, but it's not going to be sort of slapstick in that sense. And it's going to be treated respectfully.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to introduce our other guest because I want to get us all involved here. Also joining us this morning, we have Grayson Daughters from True Grits. Tell us a little bit about True Grits.
Thanks. At True Grits, which is truegritswithaz.com, that's a webisodic video, a little bit different, but again, the focus is Southern culture. However, we were certainly never seeking to raise any bars. We were only trying to lower them as much as possible. I'm afraid True Grits was a comedy show, a webisodic comedy show with a very, you know, clearly defined Southern culture bent to it. But it was silliness, but it was there were some serious cultural offerings. We had some very good musicians on there. And But it was having some fun, offering an entertainment product, really, for the online audience with via Webisodic TV.
And you've been doing that for a while, right?
Yeah, at least a couple of years now. Yeah.
So, Lee, I'm from the North. Being from actually the Midwest, I guess you'd call Kansas, and by way of Chicago.
Right.
Been here for 14 years. I know when I came here, one of the first things that freaked me out in business as a woman was the Good Old Boys Network. And people would say, you're in the South now. Now that I've been here 14 years, I absolutely love the South, but it is different. What are some of the differences that y'all focus on?
That's a very good question. It's kind of hard to answer as well, but let me explain it this way. I mean, Jay and I met through some mutual friends. We're both from Mississippi,
mm-hmm.
and started having conversations a few years ago about what we loved about the South, whether it was the hole-in-the-wall eateries or the festivals, the people, the way of life, and started just kind of talking about, we grew up in the same area and swapping stories, and then just decided that, you know, how cool would it be to have a website that was video content that mm-hmm. showcased all of the things that we feel and others feel are special about the South.
Yeah.
So it was more out of pride. You wanted to, because a lot of times the South is the butt of jokes nationally, right. And you guys were trying to kind of tell a different story.
Exactly.
Partially that, and partially from a the preservation aspect that Jake was talking about, to be able to go out and capture some of these unique aspects of Southern culture as culture becomes homogenized across the United States, the Southern flair that Amy was sort of talking about, the uniqueness of it, it tends to go away and dissipate, and also, I must admit that what we're talking about is not a monoculture. So when you come to allyall.tv, we're not going to be presenting just the best of, you know, white culture. This will be Southern culture has never been all just a monoculture. So you will find content that embraces the diversity of the South, both historically as well as mm-hmm. the modern South. So talking about embracing the African American experience as well as the Hispanic experience and the Asian American experience, both historically as well as in the modern South.
Wow,
I think that it's so great to come here and be able to meet Jake and Jay, because what we're doing is so similar. I think we see the internet as a vehicle that really helps us further our goals, and I think the common goal is preservation, just what Jay talked about. I think we're such Southerners, and we're so steeped in our own culture that we certainly also see that we have a huge obligation almost to really try to preserve our uniqueness and highlight all the things that are wonderful about the South, and because we live here in a big, you know, enormous metropolitan area, and we travel, of course, throughout the country, and we see how quickly it's eroding, really. And I think that by creating online content that's specific to Southern culture and all its diversity, we're really, I think, tapping into that sense of obligation and responsibility to preserve our own culture.
Right. What kind of feedback are you getting from your viewers? Grayson, why don't you start?
Our viewers just want more, more, more.
Really?
That's we could never possibly keep up with the demand. They want more silly antics. They love comedy. People love watching short, episodic, mm-hmm.
When you say short, how many minutes are you
videos?
Talking?
Well, our episodes would go into the 5 and 6 minute range, and almost that's a little too long for internet standards. People
right.
tend to watch video on the internet around in the 2 minute range, and it better be darn well good, because there's so much out there to choose from. If you don't hook them in the first 30 seconds with your offering, they're gone. They can click on a multitude of sites, video, blogs, whatever. So it needs to be short, sweet, and move on, and a lot of it.
So they want more.
Is that what you guys are finding, Jake and Jay?
Yeah, I mean, we definitely are finding that. We are still in the early beta stages, so our viewership is still relatively small.
Mm-hmm.
But the content generators with whom we've spoken really love the concept, and really just the folks that would be part of the community feel that the platform has value. And we feel like it's something unique out there on the internet, because it's taking a niche focus on, you know, on internet video.
Right.
And so we think it will have, you know, great cachet in the market.
What so what are your objectives with it? Like, how big can it be?
Well, we obviously hope to be pretty big. You know, we're kidding ourselves if we think that we're obviously not the first video platform out there. So do we want to be a YouTube? Do we want to be a Meta Cafe? Do we want to be one of these larger platforms? Absolutely not. But Southern is a state of mind, and so mm-hmm. we hope and are hedging our bets that our viewership is not going to be just people based in the South. It could be people in the Northeast that have an appreciation for the South. I mean, you go to Graceland in Memphis, chances are you're not going to see a lot of American tourists. You might see Japanese tourists.
Right.
You might see Europeans. It's a state of mind. So we want to appeal to anyone, anywhere, whether you're a military person stationed overseas, or you're living in Tokyo, or, you know, you're in Kansas.
What's your background? How'd you guys get into this? Are you guys in the web technology? Is that what you guys do?
No.
Something tells me there's a story here. But anyway, so y'all were buddies in Mississippi, but is this a hobby for you, or are you going at it full time?
Well, right now it's a hobby. Unfortunately, it's a hobby, but we hope to go at it full time. I mean, so my background is banking and finance, commodities mm-hmm. trading. And
Jake?
My background is I'm from Mississippi and have been in software and technology sales. But if there's one thing that Jay and I share, it's an appreciation and passion for the South, which is kind mm-hmm. of how this whole thing got started. So,
who's doing all your web stuff? Are you guys have other partners?
Yeah, we have a web development firm. It's a guy that I actually went to college with,
mm-hmm.
and he is very, very big in web development, but he also founded a film festival called the Gotham City Film Festival. So he's got a lot of experience in terms of online video. Mm-hmm. So we partnered with him for the
website.
So
is it you three are behind it all?
Really, it's just Jay and I at this point.
And then the other guy's doing the technology?
Yeah, he's a web development firm, right. So they're building it out for us.
So it's your vision?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And Grayson, you have a film background, is that correct?
A video production background, mm-hmm. yeah. Actually, journalism and corporate communications. I've done video production for my entire life, or adult life, at least over 20 years in the profession. And it just so happens I happen to be in a field that's moving in amazing directions online. And nowadays, video production used to be an enormously expensive procedure, and I say procedure. It was very expensive. It was very cumbersome. There were no distribution outlets for if you wanted to make a video, well, where are you going to distribute it? You had a choice of nowadays you can send in video to any news outlet, and you can see it there maybe.
And now with like a flip camera, you can
exactly
edit, put it out there.
Exactly. The technology has evolved to I was talking to a cameraman for a major network the other day. He's a fascinating guy. He's certainly out there on Twitter, and he has a great blog called Verge New Media. And anyway, he's a traditional old school NBC network cameraman, and he said nowadays everyone is carrying around a satellite truck in their pocket.
Right, their cell phone.
Exactly.
Right.
So the cost to go out and do, say, one interview with Jay and Jake. Say Good Morning America wanted to come and do an interview about Jay and Jake and their offering. In the old days, they would hire a satellite truck, and that would probably start at about $1,000 a minute. And they would hire a crew, and it would literally get into the hundreds of thousands of dollars to do one live shot about one interview with, say, Jay and Jake. Mm-hmm. Well, nowadays, you could whip out your phone, shoot a little video, slap it on the internet. So you weigh the cost of, you know, you're going to do something that on video that used to be $100,000 an hour, and now you can do it for, say, $10 an hour.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You see which direction.
Right.
How the finances weigh out.
And there are so many ways to repurpose that content. I mean, there's so many more places to put it nowadays. Now, not only is there like Good Morning America, there's Good Morning America Now, which is just their internet property.
Yeah. The irony of this whole situation today is that with Grayson is the perfect person that, you know, the people out there that are like Grayson that that understand video, that, you know, have a passion for citizen journalism and so forth. I mean, those are the people. Jay and I, you know, although our site's going to be original content, it's also going to be user-generated content. We can't be everywhere, and we don't know the best of certain
areas. And you shouldn't be everywhere. I mean,
we can't. And why not go to someone who knows their hometown, who knows that hole-in-the-wall eatery, or, you know, that restaurant, and pick up a camera and document it and upload it on our platform and make it known to the world. You know, we're going to be looking to people like Grayson.
Absolutely. Because, and I, but for every one of me, there are going to be hundreds of others. And because people, the thing about video production and using the internet with video, it's fun. It simply is fun for people. It's a little time consuming to make a video. Sure, it's time consuming to do a radio show. But ultimately, and I think essentially, it's fun for people to do. They enjoy using these personal technologies. They see how easy it is. Right. And they can translate their passion to these technologies, whether it's this great barbecue joint they absolutely love. It's a band they love. Mm-hmm. It's just maybe an old historic house with a ghost in it that they just want to do. They want to tell the tale. They want to share their passion with other people. What better ways and what more fun ways that we all have now at our disposal to do this?
Yeah, you're right. I mean, you look at the popularity of things like the Food Network, and really print and cookbooks and things that are flat are kind of going by the wayside. It's so much better when you can watch something live. I mean, talk about your website, and you talk about some of the culinary experiences and the cultural experiences. Mm-hmm. When you're watching the videos, you can almost smell it. I mean, you feel
absolutely
like you're there. That would be really difficult to describe in words and on a flat piece of paper that people might or might not read. So,
what's the saying? A picture's worth a thousand words.
Yeah.
Video is worth is worth millions.
I'm hoping in my lifetime for smell video. because I think gardenias are out in bloom right all over through the South now, which is one of the most evocative and powerful senses we have is our sense of smell. So I tell you, I want to connect with the people out there who are working on
that technology.
And I bet they're doing it.
I honestly think if you're descriptive enough and animated enough, you can present the smell, because I have a really keen sense of smell. It's not always such a good thing.
True.
Yeah, definitely not.
Yeah, I've been riding MARTA a lot because of the price of gas, and you're right.
Yeah, definitely not. Definitely not. So what can we look for y'all in 5 years? Where do you see yourself? I mean, gosh, this field is changing so rapidly. How about you, Jake?
You know, if I had my druthers, I mean, this is it for me.
Yeah.
I mean, I love the South. I love telling stories. I'm probably not as good at it as Grayson with a camera and so forth, but I have a great appreciation for our culture. And you know, not to digress, but one of the things I wanted to kind of mention was that it's frustrating. I've lived here in Atlanta for going on 13 years now, and I hear every day of people that come to Atlanta and they've never been here before. And where do they go? What do they do?
Mm-hmm.
Now they go to the World of Coke. They might go to the aquarium, and they're going to eat at the Cheesecake Factory. That's great, and there's, you know, the aquarium's wonderful. I mean, I appreciate all those, but there's so many hidden jewels in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how many people know that there's the Big Chicken up in Marietta, or that Mary Mac's Tea Room down on Ponce? People don't know these things, and we want to make these things known, not just in Atlanta, but throughout the South. I mean, just expose the hidden jewels.
Like an insider's guide.
Exactly.
That's great.
Okay. What about you, Grayson?
Well, after I conquer the interwebs, no, whatever I do, it's always going to come back. It always inevitably does with any of my hobbies or really even professional pursuits. It comes back down to Southern culture and exposing Southern culture and creating content associated with Southern culture. But ultimately, my goal is really almost an old school one, is to return and get a degree from one of the Centers for Southern Culture at University of Mississippi, actually, or University of North Carolina.
Where do you think he went to college?
That's, you know, I really will eventually, I hope, pursue something. And maybe it will be a nice marriage of bringing some new technologies and some wonderful new concepts to even more Southern culture pursuits, particularly in terms of history and documenting history, I think.
Well, you're kind of uniquely seated in that you've seen kind of the evolution of and you've embraced a new technology. You've seen
it. Saying I'm old.
Not saying you're old. I'm saying you've been doing this.
Go ahead.
You've been doing it for. You saw where it was $100,000 of what a segment.
Exactly.
And now you've seen it at $10, and a lot of people haven't embraced it. You know, there's still a group of people that kind of want it to be the go back the old way.
Well, I tell you, it's changing and evolving so quickly. It's like get on board or get lost. You got to really keep up with this stuff. Keep up with the young people. Watch what they're doing. Look at their websites. Look over their shoulders.
Mm-hmm. What's your Twitter address?
Oh, yeah, I'm a complete Twitter holic. And if you got anybody out there who's on Twitter, I'm Spacey G for Spacey Grayson. So Spacey G on Twitter, please Twitter friend me because I'm always sending out interesting things, particularly any Southern culture or Southern news happening. I love Twitter, love Facebook, all those wonderful social media tools.
Excellent. And so that's the best way for people to reach you?
Absolutely.
Okay, I have a question for the two gentlemen here.
Yes.
Since you're from the South, what's your favorite thing about Southern women?
Oh, me.
You're married, so you better have a good answer for
that.
No
kidding.
Well, my wife's actually from St. Louis, so I don't know if that's actually Southern or not.
Yeah. You guys count St. Louis as Southern?
That's up for.
But if she's
some people say that Missouri is in there.
Did they succeed?
Really? I tell you what I love about Southern
Chicago.
No.
Oh gosh, well, are you kidding me? Later. Southern Chicago.
No.
I don't know where Kansas.
But I feel I'm Southern now. I've been here 14 years, it's near and dear to my heart. I wouldn't live anywhere else. I love the South, and I love it for various reasons, but I always hear men in the South say, you know, there's something they love about Southern women, and it's always different.
It cracks me up that some, and I don't want to, I'm going to get in trouble for saying this, I'm sure, but some Southern women, every time they're going to insult someone, they always start it off with, bless her heart.
Oh.
You know, and that, bless her heart, you know, and then they go on.
Negative.
I guess when you say bless her heart, you're bless his heart, and that kind of makes it all okay. or you know, the difference between is it a purse or a pocketbook? Whenever I hear a Southern woman say pocketbook, I just I love it.
That's cool.
No, so mine is that I love it how Southern women have huge weddings, and my wife had 12. We were no exception. We had 12 attendants at our wedding. I didn't even realize that I had that many friends. I had to had to make some up.
Wow, it's funny. I just went to a big Southern wedding in Virginia the past weekend, and there was literally one of those huge round banquet tables, you know, that seat 12. Every gentleman at that table had a seersucker suit on.
Aww.
And you had to love it. I took a ton of pictures of that. Of course, Twittered the pictures, like, check out the seersucker table.
Yeah. Well, we have a question for you. Yes. Is it dinner or supper?
Well, it's dinner for me, but even in Kansas it was supper. But it's a culinary thing for me. Supper means sloppier food. So it depends what I'm making. If I'm making chili, I'm making supper. If I'm making something that has, you know, color on the plate and more than two things, then it's dinner. But I'm probably the exception. What is it for you, Lee?
It's dinner. I'm from the Deep South, Miami.
No one's
more Southern than me.
So what do you boys call it?
Supper.
It's you know, it's supper, but, you know, where I'm from, dinner was lunch.
Oh, wow. See, those
supper.
Are the nuances.
What was lunch?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Dinner was lunch? What
dinner
was
lunch. And mm-hmm.
What was
evening?
Lunch? Lunch?
There was no,
there was
lunch.
No
that's
lunch.
What
lunch.
Ladies
lunch
have
exist.
Out at the tea room.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Ladies eat lunch. Literally, they would go to the tea room in summertime. My grandmother would. And that was the only time they ever used the word lunch. And they would actually say luncheon.
Luncheon, right.
So what are the little packs of crackers that you would get at the curb store?
The orange crackers with peanut butter in the middle. What do you call those?
Oh,
peanut butter crackers.
Not right.
Nabs.
Those are nabs.
I grew up.
Yeah.
We grew up calling
nabs.
Them nabs. These
nabs.
Are the conversations.
Get a Mountain Dew and a
these
nabs.
Are the conversations that got this whole thing started.
Wow.
Jay and I, you know, down at Pool Hall or Five Paces or wherever it was.
Yeah.
Swapping stories about, you know, what did you call this? You know, what was that? You know, did you put cheese on your grits? Or
did you call? Well, wait a minute. I'm from the South Carolina. I never heard of grits till I went to college. It's hominy.
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 Yeah, my dad loves hominy.
Yeah.
Do you know what hominy is?
I love
went
hominy.
To
from Kansas.
Never uttering the word grits. It's hominy.
Well, it's just what form it's in, I guess.
Yeah. See, my dad likes the the big hominy. It's like overgrown corn. It's like, it's like eating big wax pellets.
It's grits with chunks.
I can't even go there.
Oh, my gosh. Y'all, believe it or not, you're making me hungry, and we're also running out of time.
Darn, we're just getting started.
I know it.
But I'm hoping that we'll have you back. I think we should do at least an anniversary 6 months, one year, so I can get my fix of the South.
That's it. Southern culture right here.
Mm-hmm. You got it.
Find out all the things I'm doing wrong, because that's the way we do it in the South. I do want to touch on just the last point is the thank you notes. That's one thing I did learn moving to the South, is that even in business, I mean, people are very gracious and genuinely thankful. And so what is the... what's the common courtesy? How long do you have to send the thank you note to someone that invites you for dinner?
24 hours.
Really, yeah.
And if you don't send out those thank you notes, well, let's say within the week, people will talk about you down south. So get them out. Get those real thank you notes. Do not Twitter your thank you notes.
Or
put them on Facebook.
Count.
That does not count.
Email doesn't count.
You got to put them out or people will talk about you.
That's my wife's rule. I tend to follow a different one.
He's a rebel.
It's like, if it takes me a year to get a thank you note, that's...
It's the thought that counts, right?
It is the thought for me.
Teach your children to write those thank you notes, please. That's just a wonderful... Yes, another thing. You know, teach your kids to write those thank you notes. My child will scream and cry, and she will be strapped to that sofa until she writes the thank you notes, too.
I'd say yes, ma'am, and yes, sir, too. I grew up saying yes, ma'am, and yes, sir. That's a Southern thing, don't you think?
Please, thank you.
Please. Or a military thing.
Well, I was in the military, so
there you go.
By the way, y'all, I'm not going to be sending you a thank you card being on the Atlanta Business Radio Show, so consider this my thank you right now. Thank you all so much for being our guest today.
Why don't we get their web address one last time?
Yeah.
You guys go
Jay,
ahead.
Jay, I've talked enough. You go ahead.
www.allyall.tv.
And Grayson?
TrueGrits.com, True Grits with a Z, and I also have a blog on media matters, media issues called Mostly Media. That's mostlymedia.wordpress.com.
Great.
Wonderful. Thank you all so much for being on the show today. I'm Amy Otto for the Atlanta Business Radio Show. Lee, we'll see you next week.
You got it.
Have a wonderful day.
Bye.
Oh, well, that was...